Hey guys, it's Melissa Rowe. Now, I'd be very careful. I'm going to warn you guys. Pizza Hut. I am so completely shocked with what happened tonight. First of all, I called Pizza Hut at about 4:15. It is now, what time is it today? It's now
publish. Publish. Button. Close. 3:05 p.m.
5:50. Okay, so it's, I think it's 5:51. Now, I normally feed my dog at 5, but I had to go through this whole freaking mess. So we called an order at 4:15, and we order from Pizza Hut. My husband and I ordered each two different types of boneless wings. Pizza Hut supposedly has these waffle fries, so I got those for myself. My husband likes their K-Papas. And then we got some breadsticks and a soda, a 2-liter soda. So we ordered all of that, and it was altogether $36.95. So they said, okay, we're going to be there at 4:55. And I said, okay. And so I call at like maybe 5:10, 5:15, and I said, hey, you know, just where's our pizza? And they're like, we don't have you in the system. I said, yes, you do. I placed an order. Here's my phone number. They said, the last time we took an order from you was last month. I said, we did place an order. I said, I paid the $36.95. I went online, and the bank, the money was taken from my account. Even though it's cleared from my account, it shows the pending transaction, but the money was taken from my account. So I said, ma'am, it shows here, Southern PAC Pizza. And I don't know if that's supposed to stand for Pizza Hut or whatever, but that's what it shows. And it showed on today's date. So I told the manager about it. She goes, well, I do recall because we, you know, she says I had to ask, or I had to show the lady who was taking your order about the waffle fries, and she said she spoke to the lady thoroughly, and so the lady even remembers placing my order. So they know I placed an order today. And so I told her, I said, look, I said, I don't want to be charged double for this order. She goes, well, we're going to do this the right way. Can you print out your online thing that shows? And I said, yeah. I said, but you have no idea that you guys took money from me? I mean, you can't even pull up your transactions that you guys took money from me? And she says, no, you're nowhere in our system. We don't see your order. We don't see anything. So I'm going to have to write this down and do it all by scratch. And I said, ma'am, I just don't want to get charged twice for the order. She goes, well, you know what? My job isn't worth losing over $37. And she goes, I want to get this over with and get this taken care of so I can take care of other customers. So I said, you know, I told my husband, I said, what if this lady makes me pay twice? I will, sadly, you know, because the lady did say, she goes, well, if you didn't want to pay, I would send the cops to your house. And so she's kind of threatening me, saying that if I didn't want to pay, she would send the cops to my house. I have proof on printed paper. I also spoke to a lady at the bank. And I told her, you know, here is my order. I mean, here is my proof. And she said, yeah, we see it on the account. So she says, if you get charged again tonight, then you can call us and file a claim. So I am going to file a claim with the bank, but I have not been that angry with Pizza Hut. They've never done that to me before. So, and then this manager is saying, well, I want to get this done. I want to get the money, the food ready because I'm sure you're hungry. I want to get this over with so I can take care of my other customers. There's no point. My job isn't worth losing over $37. You know, I never once threatened her job. I said, ma'am, I just don't want to be charged for the order. It was $36.95. I don't want to be charged for the order again. Because the money was already taken out of my account. She goes, yeah, I spoke to the lady. She remembers placing your order, but it didn't go through. And we don't see it on the system. I said, so then you better not charge me twice for this order. So we have printed proof. We're going to show it to the driver. But if she calls me up and says, your card didn't go through, I may have no choice but to pay her again, but I am going to file a claim with the bank because the point that she actually said, I need to get back to the customers. I want to get this done and over with. It seems to me that she's trying to avoid the truth. She can't handle the truth. And then the fact that she told me, if you didn't want to pay, I'll send the cops to your house if you don't want to pay. And I'm thinking to myself, how dare she threaten me? They're the ones that made the mistake. You know, and they're the ones that need to pay for it. So if I was charged $36.95 twice, like I said, I'm going to file a complaint with the bank. But really, guys, this is kind of screwed up. And the fact that the lady from Pizza Hut is saying, I want to get this over with, I want to, you know, go and deal with my other customers. You know, the fact that you can't even deal with this in a professional manner and say, I'm sorry, let me take care of this for you. You know, the fact that you're telling me there's no point in losing my job over $37. I never even threatened your job, lady. I never threatened your job. Your lady who was working for you couldn't even order waffle fries. She had to ask you how to order them. She couldn't even order the waffle fries. God forbid she ever knew how to place an order. I'm sorry, but I didn't think that was right. That was not right for her to treat me like that. And so I was busy dealing with the bank. I was busy calling and checking online, printed out the statement or the, it's not even a statement. It's a account detail that shows your most recent transactions. It's not even a statement because, you know, they put the transactions go in a monthly statement. So I had to go online, go into my account and print out this whole 6-page web page to show the $36.95 was taken out today. So I had to print out this whole bull crap just to prove, and that's kind of an infringement on my privacy, but I'm willing to print it to show her that this money was taken out of my account. I did speak to them at the bank. They said it was also taken out of my account. So I'm not just playing stupid games. This is not a stupid game. I never wanted it to be a stupid game. All we did was order food. The food was supposed to be here by 5 o'clock. We waited. The food never came. They say that I'm not in the system. What kind of bull crap is that? So now I've got to wait for the Pizza Hut guy to show up. And she says, well, let me just prepare your food. And when the driver comes, give him the printout. And so now I've got to deal with that crap. So the driver, I don't want the driver to give me any crap. Well, where's your card and how come you didn't pay or blah, blah, blah. So now I still have to deal with this crap over a stupid freaking dinner, guys. I mean, it should have never gotten taken that way. Never. Never, ever, ever. I'm still shocked. I'm thinking, I've never had this problem with Pizza Hut. It's the Palm Desert Pizza Hut, and I am. Not only am I going to go to the bank, but I am going to go to the corporate Pizza Hut. And I am going to tell them. I'm going to tell them about my experience with this manager because the way she's dealt with me is just kind of shoved me out of the way. Well, let me get your food ready because I'm sure you're hungry. It's dinner time. We're all getting busy. I said, ma'am, I just don't want to be charged for this order. I mean, she didn't even give me that assurance that I wasn't going to be charged. She just said, well, if you didn't want to pay, I would send the cops to you. What kind of threatening tone is that? If I didn't want to pay, if I couldn't pay, I wouldn't have ordered the food in the first place. So you did speak to the lady. They have proof that you did place the order. There's two charges from this, you know. So if there is two charges, I'm going to dispute it. So if she does make me pay again, we'll see what happens. All I know is I'm really shaking and I'm really pissed off. I mean, pissed off to the max. I have never had such inept, unexcusable, horrid of a customer service experience with Pizza Hut before. And now I have. So you bet Pizza Hut is going to get an earful. And so, you know, and if I do have to pay twice, I am going to file a complaint with the bank. But regardless of that, I am very upset. There is no reason for me to be treated the way I was treated, for them to not have me in the system, and yet I get charged for an order that doesn't even come to my house on time, and then they do their crap, and then treat me like, well, if you don't pay, we would have to send the cops to your house, but we're going to do this the right way. Show me your printout. I'm sorry, but that's just really messed